August the 7th. The upright love thee. Song of Solomon 1:4, King James Version. Believers love Jesus with a deeper affection than they dare to give to anyone else. They would sooner lose father and mother than part with Christ. Matthew 10:37. They hold all earthly comforts with a loose hand, but they carry him tightly locked in their hearts. They voluntarily deny themselves for his sake, but they cannot be made to deny him. It is meager love that the fire of persecution can dry up. The true believer's love is a deeper stream than this. People have tried to divide the faithful from their master, but their attempts have been fruitless in every age. Neither crowns of honor nor frowns of anger have been able to separate the faithful from their master. This is not some temporary attachment that the world's power can in time dissolve. Neither man nor devil have found a key that opens this lock. Never have the schemes of Satan been more futile than when he has tried to tear apart this union of two divinely welded hearts. It is written, "The upright love thee," and nothing can blot out that sentence. The intensity of the love of the upright, however, is not so much to be judged by what it appears as by what the upright long for. It is our daily lament that we cannot love him enough. Oh, that our hearts were capable of holding more love and reaching further! Our longest reach of love is only a short distance. Our affection is but as a drop in a bucket compared with what he deserves. Measure our love by our intentions, and it is high indeed. We trust that our Lord judges our love by our intent. Oh, that we could give all the love in all hearts in one great mass, a gathering together of all loves to him who is altogether lovely.